This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Garrett Bush joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Garrett, you ever had a root canal?
No. I even got all my wisdom teeth and everything.
I have my wisdom teeth, too. And everybody goes, oh, you better get those taken care of. And I don't think that caused the problem with the root canal, even though it's one of my rear molars there. But this is a bad day. This is a bad day for me today.
I don't envy you, though, man. I heard, you know, I'm not going to let nobody, gas you, man. I heard root canals is one of the top 3 to 4 common things people usually have
really?
At one point in time in their life that is that painful. The other one I got about 2 years ago was an ingrown toenail. Crazy.
I've had that several times. I've had that. The worst part is when they do the spray and then they numb the toe. After that, when they cut it, I don't feel anything, so I don't notice. But up to then, oh my gosh, it's one of the most painful things you can think of. I've been through the ringer with that. Yep.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed for you. We'll get you back. Back off the injury report.
Let's be serious. I mean, we're inside of an hour and two hours and 45 minutes, and I just wanted to throw myself a bit of a pity party here because I'm going to become increasingly unfocused as the show continues because we're going to get closer to 10:45. So, Garrett, first off, let's talk about the Russell Wilson thing for a second here. Now, Garrett Bush hosts the Barbershop and obviously does a great job here on The Fan regardless. What do you think of the Russell Wilson thing? Because I go, oh, boy, this has a tendency to take it to the NBA. And I go, well, they can't all play in Florida and they can't all play for the Cowboys. Maybe this isn't a big a deal as I thought that could ruin the league or really hurt the league.
You know, the whole Russell Wilson thing to me is man, I just think Pete Carroll is, you know, he gets a little bit of a pass, you know. He kind of got a pass at USC, and he should have had more championships down there. He kind of got them in trouble with the sanctions down there. He should have had 2 Super Bowls with, just by handing the football off on the 1 yard line. But, you know, we've heard that ad nauseum. So, but I think it's kind of crazy. It's just like, you know, Pete Carroll's known as a player's coach. But for what it seems like, you know, it just seems like he's kind of putting the handcuffs on Russell Wilson. And for what Russell Wilson is, as far as being one of the best quarterbacks in the league, it just like seems like he's annoyed with the fact that Pete Carroll just won't let him play ball. Like, he just won't let him throw the football, and he just wants him to turn around and hand the football off and play ground and pound. Like, he just doesn't trust him in certain spots. So it's kind of strange that, you know, you got a guy that, you know, is thought about as an MVP candidate, like the first 8 games of the year, every single year. And then all of a sudden now it's a situation where he's asking to be out of the town. Like, it's just crazy. I just think, you know, you got to examine, like, is Pete Carroll really, like, a top flight coach like people think that he is?
Well, because I'll tell you this, and I know, Lima, I wrote you, but I just got to follow up. Like, when you're bringing it up with Pete Carroll, like, I don't want to put it all on Pete Carroll, but I do think, all right, if you're going to make a guy that highly paid, if you're going to invest that much in your franchise and you are getting that much money from having him on your franchise, maybe he should be I don't think he has to make all the decisions. Maybe he can make a couple of or help make some of the decisions there. And also, I think it would be unanimous between all three of us. If it came down to it, Russell Wilson or Pete Carroll, you just fire Pete Carroll and find somebody else that Russell Wilson likes, don't you?
Yeah, like that's a really and Pete Carroll is kind of like one of those dudes. Like he's like a vampire. He looks really younger than what he really is. He's like almost 80 or something, which is crazy. you pretty much go back out and go get another coach. Like it's not like he's winning championships somewhere. Like he's won championships in the last two or three years. I mean he's had problems with. The Legion of Boom. He's had problems with some other players before. So, I mean, it's just not Russell Wilson either. So, I would definitely think about going out and getting another coach and figuring out what it takes to get just to make him happy. Because I don't think Russell Wilson's a troublemaker. Do you?
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, I don't either.
I Garrett Bush with us on the hotline. I said yesterday that if as much as I like J.J. Watt and I'd love him to be a Brown, that if he's the big push, if he's the big ticket item, and then they just signed a bunch of Jags, kind of like they did last year, and they're preying on guys like Greedy and Delpit to be big-time players next year, then I think I might be out on Watt. I think the defense needs way more than just that. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, listen, I wholeheartedly agree. They need two names. They need two to three people. Like, this defense is not at a place where you can get J.J. Watt, who's, pushing in the mid-30s, and that's just going to put them over the top. They need a couple of names, and they need those specifically on the defensive side of the football. And I couldn't agree anymore. They need playmakers. They need that, and they need to have players take steps. Because here's the thing that I look at it for that defense: you don't know what you're getting out of some of these guys. You can't wish for Delpit and Greedy, and you can't just wish upon a star like they're going to come out and these guys are going to be all pros or something. You don't know what you're going to get out of them. So you need to get a couple guys at a couple different positions, namely corner. You're going to need something at the safety position, and you're definitely going to need something at the linebacker position along with J.J. Watt to make sure that you can be where you need to go, because this defense is that far off. It's that far off in terms of a championship caliber defense. So I couldn't agree any more in terms of what they need defensively. They need a couple of names. If they can pull a Lattimore, please go out and get him. If they can pull some strings to get somebody else in the secondary, a younger version of an impact linebacker, please go ahead and do so, because they need it.
Gary, you mentioned Lattimore. That was my next question, so I'll just ask you this. I'm guessing he's going to be looking for $20 million. He's been to three Pro Bowlers, throw Pro Bowls. He's been Defensive Rookie of the Year, and he's been known to lock down some of the best of the game, knowing you have to pay Denzel Ward and all the other guys that you do have to start to reward over the next few years. Can you do that?
I'm not a capologist. I'm not sure what that looks like and what that number looks like.
I love the honesty, by the way. Most people would BS their way around that answer, and you're like, dude, I don't have the abacus. I'm not in there with the computer every single day.
I have no clue if that's even in the budget. You ask me, I'm the dude that's I go to Best Buy, and I'm like, oh, well, that TV don't seem like this is too expensive. What you mean? $1,700 today? That's nothing. And then you look around and you be like, well, hold on, am I eating this week? I seriously think these next 2 years are the most pivotal. I think your time, legitimately, for winning a championship or winning the Super Bowl is this year and next year.
Well, Garrett. Garrett, I think they're at a crossroads right now. I think that there will be decisions they make this offseason that, like, if they sign, like, say they sign J.J. Watt for $15 million, And he went out there and he sucked up the room, got hurt two games into it, and that's it. And you look back on it and go, if they would have got this guy and this guy, they could have done this. Like, the coulda, woulda, shoulda start. And say they just go back to the divisional round and they lose again. Then you're starting to make some tough decisions. And so then you start to think, well, what could they have done? And now you kind of have to start all over after, I would say the window's still open in 2022, but after 2022, you're in a pretty rough spot more than likely.
You're done. It's the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee Titans go to the AFC Championship game, right? They then go get Jadeveon Clowney and Vic Beasley, right? They spend money on both those pass rushers because they could not get a sack, right? They spend money on those guys, and they still did not get one sack out of either one of those guys. And guess what? I wanted both of those names because of their former production, right? So I'm thinking that that's definitely a couple of names that you would like to get. But guess what? Now you look at them and you say, wow, that didn't work out too well. You not only didn't get back to the AFC Championship game, you end up losing in the first round of the playoffs. So now you're regressing a little bit. And so that can definitely happen here. On the opposite side, the flip side of the coin, you can also see that if you say, wow, if J.J. Watt comes out and has a renaissance and says, wow, J.J. Watt just came out and had 16 sacks, 17 sacks playing on the other side of Myles Garrett, and he's never looked better because the game is easier now. And wow, like, look at this defense, look what they're able to do. And it unlocks with what Joe Woods wants to do in terms of, all right, well, we don't really have to blitz anybody. We just sit back and play in coverage. And if you can bring another corner back in here and play coverage with Denzel Ward, now people are sitting up and talking about the Cleveland Browns defense like, man, those acquisitions that you got in the offseason really catapulted your team to, oh, well, they might be decent to the Browns have studs at a lot of good positions on the field.
The exceptional Garrett Bush with us on the show. You excited Big Ben's coming back?
Man, here's the thing about this. I'm one of the people. I'm not going to poke the bear. I'm cool on that. Listen, I
will.
Would like to see.
I'll shake my ass in front of it. I don't care.
I'm not poking the bear. Here's the thing. The Steelers is not going to be trash next year. I know we got a little playoff win. I know we got our playoff win. It was cool. That's great. I know we beat them in the last game of the season, and we got the playoff win when Coach Stefanski was out. But looky here. The Steelers are the Steelers. They're not going to – we act like they didn't have 13-some-odd wins last year.
They only had 12.
12, same difference. Double digits. The Steelers are always going to get five. You're going to get 500 out of them. They had Duck Hodges, and they got eight some wins. Ben Roethlisberger is not what he was last year. Ben Roethlisberger is not going to be what he was in his prime. However, they're still going to be a team that's going to get 9, 10, 11 wins in a season.
Really, yeah. Garrett?
Yeah.
Oh, I actually disagree. Let me tell you something else. If they actually do get those wins, they ain't going to get it because of you and I. I don't care. Like, I don't think they're going, Ken Carmen said something nasty about me, so I'm going to go out. No, I think those are good stories. I don't think that anybody cares if Garrett Bush, Kenny Carmen, or Anthony Lima were to say anything bad about the Steelers. I don't think that matters.
I don't believe like in the whole bulletin board. All right, well now that they heard that they think we're done, let's go out and show them type stuff. No, I literally think that certain things travel. Like certain things travel. The Steelers, who the Steelers are, always travels well. Just the same way, you know, Tom Brady is Tom Brady. That travels. Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. That travels. Like, you can count on that. And Big Ben might not be able to have the type of year that, you know, he's going to, you know, be the guy that can throw for 5,000 yards. However, he's still going to be able to get up against the teams that are going to give him certain things. And he's still going to be able to use his mind, his body, whatever he is going to do. And he's still going to do his thing. The Steelers will be good next year. They'll be a 500 team, above 500. And if you want to say, what would you rather do, play a rookie quarterback or Ben Roethlisberger? In my mind, give me the rookie.
Garrett, quickly, it's something we were talking about, but the fact that the Indians fans seem like they are, right now, at least on paper, seem like they are just not with it this year when it comes to the team. Is there such thing as bad fans?
No. That's like saying, is there a thing called bad customers? You can't. I've always told people, you know, the Dolans have to learn this. I give this analogy all the time. You can't come to a restaurant and say, you know what, I'm going to serve you terrible food, and then if you buy enough of this terrible food, you give us enough money, then we'll give you some really good ingredients later on after you filled our coffers and our stables up. Then we'll give you a decent meal. People will stop coming before they get to that point. The fans, you know, have had enough. Right now, when you talk about your payroll being in 30 some odd million dollars, and you got Bauer getting 40, no, you can't. Come on, you just the optics of that alone, it's laughable. So no, the fans are paying. Customers are never wrong or bad. You got this. Your job as an organization and your business owner to go out and win business and win customers over, and they just haven't done it yet.
Garrett, we thank you for the time. Wonderful as always. You've given me a lot to think about.
Appreciate it.
Garrett Busch. He's on tomorrow, 8 a.m. The Barbershop. It's going to be a hell of a time. Make sure you're listening. On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Maybe think of the Steelers when we come back. 216-578-0092. And you only have one shot to take these Browns to the Super Bowl. You better make it a good one. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.